Eso, what we have seen, struck, meant that the essences, the mahiyat, essences, are not the reality. Because the mahiya always has sharp boundaries. You have a concept of a theme, you're saying it shuts out another concept from the standpoint of essence. If there's a human being whose essence is human, then they can't be a lower animal. For the philosophers of Shirak, they say, yeah, that's one understanding, but it's not the real understanding. So the binary number system, 0-1, has to go. Because 0-1 means something has to be 0 or 1, sharply divided. They say no. Reality is fuzzy. And in the development of computer science, they're coming to understand that 0-1 has to go beyond that, like Maulana Sheikh Sham was saying yesterday evening. And they're accepting new ideas gradually, not yet fully, but gradually. This is why when he speaks to us of these things, he's speaking about science, because the people like Shahabuddin Safwardi, they're taken from the source. So their science is beyond the science of their time, and only beginning to understand it now. And one of the first breakthroughs that they understood was in what they called fuzzy set theory, and the idea of fuzziness. Because if you have sets, each set has to be clearly demarcated from another. You know, set, mathematical sets. But if they wanted to approach something like human intelligence, they had to do away with this. But the philosophers of Ishraq, or the thinkers of Ishraq, the Ishraq youth, are already ahead of this in their theory of light. Because between light and darkness, how many stages? Infinite many stages between light and darkness. Not just light, then dark. You can see if you look at that light. You see when the sun rises, it's a little bit, little bit. Always a continuity. But the mind has to think in rigid categories. So the mind is never can catch up with the activity of Allah, or the activity of the Creator, Khalid. So Maulana Sheikh Hisham is trying to tell us, I think, that we must be not with the idea of essences, black and white. We're already behind if we think this one way, this, but to always seek the will of Allah, His obedience, within the moment, within this, the time. Because the Sufi is Ibn al-Waqt, the son of the moment. And in that to go between 0 and 1, pass and beyond. Okay.
Of course it's okay.
This is from the Ishraq. And for Mullah, they call him Mawla Sadra. Mullah, they said, Mullah said, Sadruddin Shirazi. These two philosophers, very important, more important than Ibn Sina, because they speak from the level of tasawwuf, although they didn't call it tasawwuf, they call it irfan. How would you translate irfan?
I'm thinking about zero.
This is what I understood when you were speaking. You were speaking of the computer, every computer runs.
Zero is still existing.
Yes.
Zero is not complete. We say, I have $0. Is that?
Yes.
Means there is an existence of something.
Yes.
But I do not have it. So there is a big difference between zero, which the science, computer science is building on it, zero and one. That zero is still in existence.
Yes.
It has a, even in Arabic is a point. In English it is a circle. The Arabic zero is more smaller than the Western
zero.
That small dot is the center of that Western zero. And that Western zero, whatever it is, Western or put by someone else, the dot inside is less smaller. So the difference between zero, one, and Adam that it is not, is less than zero. Adam mutlak. Allah, kan Allah, walam yakun, shay'an ma. Allah was, is, and there was nothing with him. Adam. What's Adam in English?
Say non-existence. That's how they translate. Non-being, non-existence.
There is no similarity of what is existing. When it is Adam,
it's absolute.
Is absolutely not there. That science is coming for computer from Adam. That is more stronger than these languages that come now, zero and one. Something that no one thought that before it was there. Allah is sending because of the last days. It's coming, taking, sweeping all this knowledge that they knew into completely different knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered all sciences to appear now under the command of Mahdi alayhi salam. He has been granted permission for all these miracles to appear. And they are beginning awliya with scientific discoveries, throwing in the heart of scientists. And coming from Adam. Inshallah, we'll talk about this later.